The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain where they could be alone by themselves. There in their presence he was transfigured. His clothes became dazzlingly white, whiter than any earthly bleacher could make them. Elijah appeared to them with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. Then Peter spoke to Jesus. Rabbi, he said, it is wonderful for us to be here, so let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He did not know what to say. They were so frightened. And a cloud came, covering them in shadow. And there came a voice from the cloud. This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him. Then suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. As they came down the mountain, he warned them to tell no one what they had seen until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. They observed the warning faithfully, though among themselves they discussed what rising from the dead could mean. The Gospel of the Lord. On which TV channel does Jesus speak? Pope Francis asked that question when he was on a parish visitation to one of their own parishes a few weeks ago. But it was a rhetorical question because he answered it himself. He speaks to you in the gospel. And then invited them, as ever, to listen to the word of Jesus in the gospel. And what we hear, of course, today is this is my son, the beloved, listen to him. Words from the heavenly Father that come through the cloud of the divine presence. Wherever you get a mountain in the scriptures, particularly in the Old Testament, but early in the New as well, it's a sign of the presence of the Lord. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From where comes my help? From the Lord. But many others. Moses goes up the mountain, Sinai, for the Ten Commandments. Elijah goes up the mountain. Jesus goes up the mountain. Abraham is asked to take his son up the mountain. The mount today that he went is where the Dome of the Rock is in Jerusalem, sacred to Jews, sacred to Christians, sacred, of course, to Islam. But all three synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, all of them give us the same words. This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him. A slight change from the baptism of the Lord when Jesus and the Father's voice says, this is my son, my beloved, on him my favor rests, because at that time Jesus was just beginning his ministry. Now, through a good part of his ministry, taking Peter, James, and John up that mountain, the Father's word, a great affirmation, this is my son, on listen to him. Because the growing opposition to Jesus from the religious leaders must have left him in no doubt that trouble was brewing, big trouble was brewing, and what could most likely lie ahead was death. He'd predicted that to them. Like Jesus, we have to make decisions every day. So did he. And because he was fully human, he could have chosen the wrong way by giving in to temptation, taking the easy way out of situations. But we know from the first Sunday of Lent that he didn't. And so the voice from the cloud comes affirming Jesus that despite upsetting the religious establishment, the sign of Moses and Elijah, the whole law and the prophets, the whole of the Old Testament, the whole of that people of God, Jesus is on the right road, in accordance, acting in accordance with God's will. So we need to listen to him. And that's why when we get the gospel, you always stand for the gospel. You sit to hear the other readings, you might slumber gently, but you're meant to stand up and be alert and ready. because it's the words of the Lord, and he's bidding you to do something. And that's why the gospel is always greeted, if it's met, we have sometimes have candles, always with incense. If we have incense, we stand, there's an acclamation before it, there's an acclamation at the end of it, because this is important, because this is my son, the beloved, speaking to you, listen to him. So listening is an important part of what we're doing and what we are to do. And maybe there's no better resolution for Lent than to give time every day to listen to the Lord. Be still in the presence of the Lord. I will walk in the presence of the Lord in the land of the living. While we're still in the land of the living, in the presence of the Lord, be still. Know I am God. And the traditional works that we greet on Ash Wednesday that I spoke about, fasting, self-control, almsgiving, looking towards others, prayer towards God. Maybe part of that can be an aspect of listening. And because we live in a noisy world, modern technology means that there can be noise 24/7, as they say. You can have the radio, the television, your phone, your iPad, whatever. It's all there, and you can have it on all the time. And all these technical devices are all there today. But maybe, because it's a noisy world, the Lord's saying, switch them off for a minute or two. Maybe a bit longer than a minute or two. Switch them off. Life won't end for those few moments, and maybe just sit and listen. Maybe listen to the sounds of nature, the birds beginning to sing, the animals, the ticking of the clock, or distant murmurs, just sitting still and being quiet. So we can fast from noise for part of our day. For alms, we might give our ears and attention to people. So we're listening to what somebody is saying to us. And the challenge maybe of this Lent might be to spend more time at home sitting with each other. Sometimes just sitting in the peace and the calm. But also sitting together rather than everybody being in a separate room or listening and doing their own thing. Just sharing together something of communion. Because Mother Teresa said, the worst disease in the world is loneliness. And maybe we need to be a listening ear. And then, of course, most of us complain, and I spoke about it recently, about finding time for prayer. But we can always make time to do whatever we really want to do. If you really want to do something, you'll find the time to do it. So, maybe the Lord's saying, if we're going to listen to him, we need the time to listen to him. In the fasting of switching things off, listening to the Lord. T.S. Eliot wrote these words, and he wrote them, of course, before the technological revolution, really, that we've had in our time. We have knowledge of speech, but not of silence. We've knowledge of words, but ignorance of the word. And he asks, where is the life we've lost in living? Where is the wisdom we've lost in knowledge? Where is the knowledge we've lost in information? So cutting back on the inflow of words and noise, a necessary beginning to listening to God. So maybe you can use the reverse of the newsletter just to read over the readings. Just reflect on them. Not all at once, maybe one a day during the coming week. Or maybe even more this week, particularly to pray that opening prayer, the Collect. O God, who have commanded us to listen to your beloved Son, be pleased, we pray, to nourish us inwardly by your word. that with spiritual sight made pure, we may rejoice to behold your glory.